USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer surge of the Delta variant of COVID-19 has proven less deadly than previous waves. The 7-day average of daily cases has risen to as high as 66,606 near the peak of the summer surge 2021. Daily hospitalizations have been much lower, with the Delta variant surge hitting just over 31,000 at the highest. According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of people dying each day from COVID is just over 320 people per day. Congress is missing a deadline to raise the debt ceiling. Last month, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sent a letter to congressional leadership saying lawmakers needed this to happen by August 2nd. If Congress didn't act, Yellen warned her department would have to take certain additional extraordinary measures to avoid a default. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.